Elihu spent a good deal of time in Europe, especially Britain, working with friends, Quakers, who were in the forefront of the peace movement. Together they organized a series of international peace congresses in Brussels, Paris, Frankfurt, London, Manchester, and Edinburgh. Around the time of the Congress in Frankfurt, Elihu introduced himself to the German people in what he called ein Ölblatt für das Volk, an olive leaf for the people. It's a nice little summary in German of his early career. My poem is in English. For the German workers. To speak their language, first you learn to work leather into a boot. With blacksmith's hammer, you fashioned hoe heads. You stood at lathe and smelting pot, poured brass for bells. You traveled all around New England, hawking wares. You sold spices, haberdashery, and oranges in the store that failed in the great crash, 1837. You plowed your land, sowed and harrowed, brought in the hay. Apprenticed by lantern light, you taught yourself the German words for all the tools you took to hand, Pflug, Schaufel, Zange, till you could weave the words as artfully as a German builds his grammar, and explain to him the economics of war and peace, the morality of peace against war. In any language, truth rings clearest when your listener believes you've mastered what you speak. This is Elihu's cousin Taylor. Till next time, walk in peace.